This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet decides to recommend ordinance to President for resolving problems faced by usury victims. Five people missing in an avalanche in Darchula district. World Press Freedom Day today, Prime Minister and Communication Minister give their best wishes. And civilians facing catastrophe as 100,000 people flee fighting in war-torn Sudan. Now the news in detail. The government has recommended an ordinance to address and resolve the issues faced by the usury victims. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held yesterday decided to amend the laws by bringing an ordinance to troubleshoot the problems of the loan sharking victims via legal provisions. Speaking after the meeting, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said a decision had been made to recommend an ordinance to the President to ensure legal provisions to resolve the issues in regard to the victims of the usury. World Press Freedom Day is being celebrated today across the globe, including in Nepal. May 3rd each year is marked as the World Press Freedom Day in commemoration of the Windhoek Declaration for the Development of a Free, Independent and Pluralistic Press in Windhoek in Namibia in 1991. The day was first observed in 1993 following the recommendation of UNESCO. This year, the day is being observed with the theme, Shaping a Future of Rights, Freedom of Expression as Driver for All Other Human Rights, set by UNESCO. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged the development of a self-regulation system to make the media sector more accountable and responsible. In a message today, he emphasized that press freedom was essential for democracy and the government was committed to ensuring it. Similarly, Communication Minister Rekha Sharma has promised to protect and promote press freedom while minimizing digital harms. Minister Sharma said the government was committed to implementing laws and addressing digital issues through cyber security policies and awareness. The minister emphasized that the government would not compromise on issues that threaten the safety of the journalists. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to prioritize agriculture and productivity in the upcoming budget. Speaking at a function held in Jiri municipality of Dholka yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said the country's economy would come back to track as the liquidity had eased in the banks and the interest rate was coming down. The Prime Minister vowed to work for tourism development of Dholka. Murder-accused CPNEMA lawmaker Lakshmi Mahato Kwedi has been suspended from the post of the Member of the House of Representatives. Issuing a notice yesterday, General Secretary of the Federal Parliament, Dr. Bharat Raj Gautam, informed that Speaker Devraj Khemire suspended lawmaker Koiri in accordance with the House of Representatives regulations. Nepal police has sent a letter to the House Speaker mentioning that a murder case had been filed in a court against Koiri and the police were searching the absconded accused. Five people have gone missing in an avalanche at Bias rural municipality of Darchula district. The police said among 12 people who had reached Pomin to pick caterpillar fungus, which is also known as Yarsagumba, seven were rescued and other five have gone missing. They were sitting in their tent when the avalanche came. Seven people were able to escape and others were buried by the avalanche. Among the rescued, a few have sustained minor injuries. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has decided to provide a loan of $52.8 million to Nepal after concluding the first and second reviews of the Extended Credit Facility Supported Programs. According to the press statement released by the IMF, the Executive Board of the IMF allowed the disbursement of the amount after reviewing the Extended Credit Facility Supported Programs from February 15 to 28 this year. Visiting Dr. Alvaro Bermejo, the Director General of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. During the meeting held at Singha Darbar, they shared views on various issues concerning the health sector. Family Planning Association of Nepal manager Dr. Naresh Pratap Kesi said, during the talks, the Prime Minister urged the Federation to increase investment in women's health and focus on preventing the risk of uterine cancer among women. In response, Dr. Bermejo said the Federation's support to Nepal would be scaled up in the days to come. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority has registered a corruption case at Special Court against Sundar Bhattrai, the then Under Secretary at the Transport Office at Sukedhara in Kathmandu. According to the statement issued by the Commission spokesperson, Paula Dahal, Bhattrai could not declare the source of 11.52 million rupees worth properties. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates now. More than 100,000 people have fled Sudan since heavy fighting broke out between rival forces on the 15th of April. The UN officials warned of an all-out catastrophe if the fighting does not end. The BBC says a further 334,000 people have been displaced within Sudan. Fighting is continuing in the capital, Khartoum, between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, despite a ceasefire due to be in force. On Monday, the UN Special Envoy to Sudan, Volker Perthes, told the AP news agency that the two sides had agreed to enter talks to negotiate a stable and reliable ceasefire. At least six people were killed and dozens injured after dust clouds caused a highway pileup in the state of Illinois in the United States on Monday. The BBC report states that nearly 40 to 60 cars and two trucks were involved in the crash on Interstate Highway 55 near Springfield, Illinois. More than 30 injured people were taken to the area's hospital. Now, sports cricket. Nepal won the ICC Men's Premier Cup, making its way for the Asia Cup. In the final match held at Kirtipur-based Trivan University Cricket Ground yesterday, Nepal defeated the United Arab Emirates by 7 wickets to secure its place in the Asia Cup scheduled to take place in coming September. Nepal is set to meet India and Pakistan in Group A. Afghanistan, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh are in Group B. After the win, President Ramchandra Paudel, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, House Speaker Devraj Khimire and other high-level officials congratulated the Nepali cricket team. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain and thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of Karnali province and Sudhir Paschim province and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Cabinet decides to recommend ordinance to President for resolving problems faced by usury victims. 5 people missing in an avalanche in Darjula district. World Press Freedom Day today. Prime Minister and Communication Minister give their best wishes. And civilians facing catastrophe as 100,000 people flee fighting in war-torn Sudan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.